Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are continuing our rotation with members of the Hastings Ministerial Association, and we have in studio with us today Pastor Andrew Langbein. He is with Branchline Church in Hastings, and he's been with Branchline since March of this year, so it's really fun to get to know him, and we look forward to hearing what is going on at the church. Great to see you.
Yeah, I'm good seeing you too, Mom.
So tell me about the Hastings Ministerial Association. Is this something that is new to you? Because I've heard such great things about it from other pastors,
yeah.
And they say it's kind of unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I don't know too much about them. I've been super busy just kind of getting to know the people at my church and hoping to expand that network as time goes on. But yeah, my understanding is like the HMA, the Hastings Ministerial Association, is kind of like this idea of let's work together and not oppose each other in the city of Hastings. And I really enjoy that type of atmosphere in a city.
Well, I think it only makes a city better.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I would assume you as a pastor, you're just happy if people find God somewhere, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of, you know, at my church, it's like, hey, if you're here, I'm going to try and connect you to Jesus as much as I can. But if that's not working for you, if what I'm doing is opposing or getting in the way of that, like, where can we get you so you're free to do that? And so I think that Hastings Ministerial Association connection is like, I can get to know these other pastors, I could get to know their churches, and really, like, point people to where I think might be a good landing spot for them.
And I do know that there is a great friendship between a lot of the pastors, and it was, I think, especially important during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Because really nobody else would understand what they were going through as pastors of churches.
Yeah. The pastor role is kind of a unique thing in the world, right? Because it's not quite CEO business. It's not quite just motivational speaker. It's you carry this sort of mantle of spiritual leadership, which is daunting, and then throw in a pandemic, and how do you minister and lead people who can't even meet together? It's kind of like very daunting, like you said. So,
well, we are happy that you are at the Branchline Church. So tell us about Branchline, please.
Yeah, so Branchline, wonderful church. I love the people there. And, you know, our mission is to connect people to a growing relationship with Jesus. And so no matter where you're at in your walk of faith, it's how can we do that? And we love to do those things through things like service, through deeper community with one another. And then, you know, we got this preacher guy who likes to talk to us a little bit on Sunday. He's okay, so take him for what he is.
So worship on Sundays is when?
So worship is 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and it lasts until 11 o'clock. We try to get you out in time for the Vikings, but lunch before the Vikings.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right. So I know that one of your initiatives was really to dig deeper into different concepts that are perhaps relevant to society of today. That really is important, isn't it? Taking a biblical concept message and making it seem more relative to people. Otherwise, it is sometimes you can think, well, the Bible really isn't something that is relevant to me today.
Yeah. And it kind of goes back to like, how can we have people have an authentic relationship with Jesus? And how does the Bible tell us to do that? And my heart is for, you know, people outside the church that don't know Jesus, or for people who know Jesus but have struggled in that relationship. Like, I love working with, you know, those people. And so whenever I preach, whenever I lead, it's kind of with this heart of like, I don't really judge people too harshly or anything like that. It's more about how can I get you to just take one step closer to Jesus? Because I think there's value in that work.
So is the first step coming to your church?
It could be. I've met with people. I've talked with people over the phone. Sometimes people come to our church for our Celebrate Recovery program on Tuesday nights for drug and alcohol use and support in fighting that addiction. And then sometimes it's what I encourage our church to do is kind of a relational thing where it's have relationships with people outside the church, not as a project to try and get them to come to church, but as a legitimate relationship where you're just loving them for who they are, you know. And the hope is kind of that through those relationships, they would also come to know Jesus.
It's almost like a subtle way to evangelize where you see someone's peace in their life and you think, I would like what they have.
Yeah. It's kind of live your life how Jesus wants you to live. And hopefully that's attractive to the people around you.
You are digging into some series, I know. Is that something that are some of your initiatives that you like to take a concept and preach on it for?
Yep, did a couple sermon series, just kind of laying the culture that I like to have at the church.
What is that, please?
The culture. So very service-oriented, very we love Jesus, right? And that's the number one. But also a humility towards, you know, our own understandings of Jesus and a humility towards each other.
What does that mean, please?
Yeah, so the humility would be an aspect where one of our core values is we're broken people reaching broken people, right? And so there's an acceptance and a knowledge that you're not going to be perfect. You're not going to know everything. You're not going to, you know, we don't go with the facade that we're perfect people at Branchline. And so when we reach other broken people, it's also accepting them for wherever they're at and not saying, well, you got to check off these 10 boxes to be
and
a part of our church.
And then come back, right?
Yeah, we're not that church. And so it's very much come as you are. I get to preach in jeans and a t-shirt and it's awesome. And, you know, it's a really great atmosphere if you're exploring Jesus or if you've known Jesus for a long time and want to be part of a culture where it's like not so much you got to put on a face whenever you come to church.
Did you grow up with a church like that?
Kind of. One of the things about churches is you could try and set the culture, but you still get everybody who walks through the door has their own idea of what church should be and how it should be done. And so I had a mother who was very much that way. And so I kind of followed her lead in just being, come to church, learn whatever Jesus is telling you. Don't worry about how other people think or judge you on what you're doing. Your relationship with Jesus is the most important thing.
Sounds like a great mom.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Tell us about some of the things that you did preach on different concepts.
Yeah, so we did a sermon series called With the Five Relationships. And it was basically, if you work on these five relationships in your life, we believe you're well on the path to spiritual maturity. And so we said our relationship with God first and foremost, but also a relationship with church. Being in local community with other believers is a very important thing to have. Had our relationship with our small group. So it's nice to go to a church with, you know, 100 people and to sing songs and listen to a preacher and serve together with them. But are you engaged in a smaller group of 5-10 people, maybe even one or two, where they actually deeply know you, you deeply know them, and that's where you share the deeper things of Jesus together?
I would say that the first two are pretty easy for most people. And then that third step, that's a tougher one for a lot of people.
You got to be very intentional about that level. And we kind of talked about, like, in the Bible, there's kind of different people that Jesus talks to. He talks to the crowd.
Yep.
And then he talks to, like, a level of people called followers, where they're stepping out, they're asking questions, they're interacting with Jesus. And then he's got that core of disciples that
besties.
He really, where he's really living life deeply. And they're messing up, and he's got to, you know, walk them through it. And they're, you know, even attacking each other about who's the greatest and things like that. And so you've got these three levels, and we want to mirror that at Branchline, where it's, you know, hey, we do crowd things, we do follower things, and then we got disciple areas where the meaty issues really come out.
So then what are the other two relationships?
Yeah, so the other two relationships, one's relationship with service.
Okay.
So if you're going to be a part of our church, have a relationship with service. Be out there serving others. And it doesn't even have to be like a church-led service.
Right.
Like, you can volunteer at the animal shelter, or you can mow your neighbor's lawn, or, you know, whatever it looks like. Just be in service to other people.
Do you think that that does not come innately to people? I mean, I think kindness is cool and it's where it's at.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And, you know, I know a lot of like people who don't follow Jesus that are just great servants.
Yes.
To the world around them. I think when we serve in the name of Jesus, something unique happens. Where we start learning, what does it mean to love your neighbor as yourself? And what does it mean to store your treasures in heaven as opposed to here on this earth? And what does it mean to give of yourself and to engage in that self-sacrifice that Jesus really showed us? And so being a servant in the world, a different aspect, that's really unique, I think, when you do it in the name of Jesus.
Is that number four?
Yeah, that was number four.
And then what's number five?
Relationship with evangelism. So we don't want to be an inward-focused church that's just kind of like, oh, we show up on Sunday and we know what we're about, but no one else knows who Branchline is or what right. Branchline does. And so we said, but it's not go out on the street corner and preach at people.
That can be a little much, I think.
Right. And so we said, have relationships with people who are not Christians for a variety of reasons.
So you're encouraging people to be intentional about that?
Yeah. I haven't said it at my church yet, but there's a story in Luke where Jesus is partying with the sinners. And so it's kind of an idea of like,
have a party.
Be out there in the world. And it's kind of funny because the Pharisees, you know, these guys who are very legalistic, they talk to the disciples and they're like, what is Jesus doing with those people, right? And they're outside the party. And it's this neat conversation between the disciples and the Pharisees about Jesus who's in the party. And they're like, why are you following this guy who's among the sinners? And it's like, well, Jesus came to save everyone, not just people who fit the mold of church people. And so it's kind of, you got to be out there, you got to be having, and not just like, again, project friendships, but genuine friendships, a genuine love for other people and who they are. And regardless of if they join your church or accept Jesus, you're friends with them.
So yeah. That was one series you had?
Yep.
And then what's this series called, Jaded?
Oh yeah, this one's a fun one. So we decided this fall, part of my big heart is people who walk away from the church or they never want to set foot in a church, right? And so our mission—
Are those two separate things?
Yes, yeah. So there's people who are outside the church who have a viewpoint of who Christians are and who Jesus is that I don't think fits with what we're trying to be. Right. And so they might never set foot in a church because they've got these ideas about Christians are too judgmental. There's full of conflict. They're hypocrites. They're only interested in political power, things like that. Right. That's not, I think, most Christians. And so it's kind of speaking to those issues and saying, how can we as a church, like instead of denouncing them for having that viewpoint, that helps no one. How can we live in such a way that it speaks against those things?
Well, I think some of the things you just talked about, mm-hmm. having friends that are outside your normal friend group and showing them who you are.
The sermon series is titled Jaded, What's Wrong with the Church Today?
Oh.
Yep. And it really kind of sets the culture at Branchline of we're going to look at ourselves to see how we can better reach people outside the church. We're not going to ask those people to change what they think or what they view.
Because that's being judgy.
Yeah, because that's being judgy. It's like, what are we doing to stop people from knowing Jesus? We just kicked it off, right? We went into being judgmental. Because there's a lot of polls out there by Christian groups and non-Christian groups that one of the number one things that people think about the church that are outside the church, what they think about the church people is that they're judgmental.
I didn't know that. That's not good.
Yeah, it's like 91% of non-Christians said Christians are judgmental.
Aren't we all judgmental?
Yeah, and that's kind of what we said actually during the sermon was like,
I'm judgmental about that percentage. That's
Well, and we kind of said like human beings have to exercise judgment, right? We have to know what's good or bad, what's right or wrong, what's safe or unsafe. And so we had this funny little montage of like, you know, if you go to get on a plane and the pilot is wearing one of those beer hats, right, with the two beers and
I'm
the straws coming
I'm going to be judgmental.
Yeah, you're going to judge that situation and you're going to go, yep, that's not for me. I'm not going to get on that plane, right? we took a picture of like this rusted out vehicle, right? With like everything's falling apart and it's like not roadworthy, right? And it's okay, someone wants you to get in that car with them and drive
with your new baby.
Yeah, with your new baby and drive across the state. Like, of course you're going to exercise good judgment. And everybody does that. Christians, non-Christians, we're all saying what's right, what's wrong, what's safe, what's unsafe, what's good, what's bad. And Christians are no different. Everyone does it. So we have this acknowledgement that that's the way it is. But I think what Christians kind of can get wrapped up in is saying for other people, what is right or wrong, what is safe or unsafe, what is good or bad. And even getting so far as to work and try and change the culture around them to fit the Christian judgment of the world versus...
Instead of minding our own bobber.
Yeah. Well, and Jesus says, focus on the plank in your own eye and not the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye. And so there is this idea of like, we can, when you're a part of the church, when you get into those small groups where you're really known and known well, that's kind of a good place to be able to say, when it's founded on a deep relationship with one another, to say, hey, I see this thing in your life. Can we talk about that? I'm not sure. Do you, and be
that's
able to.
That's dicey.
Yeah.
And well, you really have to be on a great level to do that.
Yeah.
A very safe space.
Yeah. And if you think about like places in your life, regardless of if you're part of a church, it's your deeper relationships where you feel like you can do that. I feel like I could go up to my best friend and say, hey, man, you've been acting a little strange lately. I could say to my wife, okay, my wife can say to me, hey, hon, you're being cranky lately. Like, what's going on? You know, things like that. My wife's never cranky. And so...
Just you.
Just me. And so it's always my fault, plank in my own eye. And so, you know, it's kind of this idea of the more relationship you have with someone, the more you can speak into their life. And it's vice versa. The other person gets to speak into your life. And so it's this idea of when you develop these deep relationships, there's a humility that comes with it. When Jesus says, look at the plank in your own eye versus a speck of sawdust in the other's eye, what I think Jesus is saying is we've all got planks in our eyes, but you know your plank way better than you can ever see the speck of sawdust in the other person's eye. So we need to adopt a humility of why they're acting that way, how they got to that situation. All of the pressures and all of the woundedness and other things that they carry should give us a deep appreciation for it's not easy to change the planks in our own eyes. So let's stop trying to change the speck of sawdust in other people's eyes unless we're invited into it and it's a part of a deep relationship that they've acknowledged, like, this is the type of relationship where we can do this. And so one of the catchphrases of it was, Jesus is our Savior and our Lord. Why would we tell people who don't have Jesus as their Lord what to do in Jesus' name?
So what do you do instead?
So it's kind of the idea that when you're a part of a church community, when you're in those deeper relationships, that's a good place to exercise and talk about what is right and wrong, safe or unsafe, you know, those kinds of things. And when you're interacting with the community outside of the church, be very careful what you're asking them to do and how you're asking them to do it. You know, I think it's okay to be able to say, like, here's what I believe and here's how I live my life and show it in your life. But I think we need to be super duper careful whenever it's saying, okay, but you need to now change and you need to do this and you need to do that. And frankly, if you're going to say that to other people, you better have done a good job of removing the plank in your own eye first.
Oh, dear, that's great advice. Pastor Andrew, how can we learn more? When are services?
Yeah, so Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. at Branchline Church. And you can also go on to our YouTube page if you search Branchline Church. I think we're the only Branchline Church out there. And then we've got YouTube videos of all the past sermons. So if you're interested in catching any of it, feel free. And then we've got contact information on the website if you want to send me angry emails or encouraging emails.
I get a lot of those myself.
Yeah.
BranchlineChurch.com.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Great to see you.
Yeah,
great. Thanks for coming in today. Pastor Andrew Langbein, and he's with Branchline Church in Hastings. Do visit them online, or better yet, come in person, 10 a.m. on Sundays. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.